Happy Canada Day!
Happy Canada Day!
Yay. We made it.
We did.
All, how many are there again? 13 provinces? Territories?
10 provinces and 13 territories? Three territories? Yes.
Can we name them? Probably not.
Let's not,
right
not
now.
Do that. That was read by the band Cool from Vancouver.
And thank you for being with us.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for listening to our journey across this wonderful country and all the great musical talent that we have.
Thanks for letting me in, you guys. It's very welcoming.
It's all right. Well, as long as you leave once your visa expires.
We have no problems.
We are tolerant up to a point.
Yes. Stay tuned in for Given the Boot, Italian folk music, up next.
And to finish things off today,
we're going
to
play a little Canadian hero.
And he is playing in his hometown. Actually, no, he was born in... Oh, he was born
Duncan.
In... Yeah, Duncan. We are all connoisseurs of Mac DeMarco in the room right now, I guess. I mean,
song.
I haven't listened to his new album. Okay, Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Eleanor, thank you for being here. Andy, thank you for being here. This has been the Student Special Hour. All right.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Mama. Welcome to Given the Boot. Benvenuti a tutti. Questo è Given the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull. I'm Linda Bull, and Given the Boot is an hour of Italian music here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's Canada Day today, as you can probably gather, and I have an hour of Italian music on Canada Day, of course, because every week my show is Italian music. And starting off there, Michael Occhipinti, who happens to be Canadian, a Toronto-based Sicilian-Canadian musician, jazz guitarist, multiple Juno Award winner, him and his band called the Sicilian Jazz Project. It's from an album of reworkings of traditional Sicilian folk songs and tunes, and it was a Juno nominee. It was unfortunately not successful, but a wonderful album, one of my favorites, and that's the track Viti na Crozza. So from Sicily via Toronto, we get to Calabria, and Calabrian musician and writer who I know, Pepe Voltarelli, has a new album out, and this is an instrumental track that he plays accordion on. It's called Specialità della Casa. It's the house specialty, and it's from his latest album, Lamentarsi come ipotesi. This is Pepe Voltarelli.
Thank you. piano con rose e fiori, la spiga del grano e se ne venga maggio. Ecco qua maggio, fa fiori l'ortica, chi ha dei figli, Dio li benedica e se ne venga maggio. Ecco qua maggio che viene piano piano, con rose e fiori, la spiga del grano e se ne venga maggio. Maggio fa fiori le lenti, chi ha dei figli, Dio li fa contenti e se ne venga maggio. In questa casa fiorisce il fior di rosa, dentro quest'anno ci sarà una sposa e se ne venga maggio.
Avanza dalla via, sono nove o dies che stanno a pres, margaritin quanche il fa fred, quanche il fa fred. Belle gambe, una bella vita, troverei pa candela più dritta, candela più dritta. Troverei pa cugnaturin, più bella figlia che margaritin, che margaritin. Se la vedessi per i ballet, porta le gambe che fanno amore. Tu,
Margaritin, quan que el fa fred, qui l'avanç de l'avanç de la pie, abans de la pie. Un nou deix que estan a pres, Margaritin, quan que el fa fred, quan que el fa fred.
Margaretine, that's the cute name for Margaret, sung by Beppe Gambetta from his album Good News from Home, sung in his dialect, hometown dialect of Genovese, which is a super interesting dialect. Sort of sounds a little bit like Brazilian Portuguese, and there's probably a reason for that, given that Genoa is a port city that was probably frequented by many a Portuguese sailor over its history. And that's a pretty old track, actually, from Beppe. He is a wonderful guitarist, known as a flat picker, living in the US half the year, over in Pennsylvania, touring the world, giving workshops, playing concerts. He was here not so long ago playing at the Rogue Folk Club. And he will be back in town in a couple of weeks' time for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. He's actually playing Island Music Fest on Vancouver Island next weekend, which is where I'll be. And he'll be at Vancouver Folk Music Festival as well. And he'll also be accompanied, let's say, by other Italians who we are very lucky to have here in BC this summer. Two Italian groups, so both Beppe Gambetta and then friends of his, Riccardo Tesi and Banda Italiana. They were the band featured in the track before Beppe from their brand new album, which is yet to even really be released, but I have it. It's called Maggio, and the title was a track called Maggio del Crinale, a really beautiful track sung very elegantly by the guitarist Maurizio Geri. If you like what you heard, then you should get your tickets to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, because those guys are going to be playing there on the weekend. They're playing one of the side stages, not the main stage, but one of the evening stages Friday night, and then Saturday various times, and Sunday morning workshop as well, and then heading out to Harrison Festival of the Arts at Harrison Hot Springs to do a concert in the hall there on the Sunday evening. They'll also be at Island Music Fest, and they'll be going to Salt Spring Island, playing at Art Spring on Monday, July 14th, heading up to Kelowna on the 15th of July to play the Parks Alive Festival, which is organized by Festivals Kelowna, outside, lovely space, on the 15th of July, and then on the 16th at Kicking Horse Culture in Golden, BC. So a really great tour for them. 10 days visiting wonderful parts of BC. I hope they enjoy it. Started off the set with Beppe Voltarelli, a Calabrian singer, musician, and author, from his new album Lamentarsi come ipotesi and his track Specialità della Casa. And you're listening to Give Them the Boot. This is CITR. It's 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's Canada Day, July 1st, and I'm up here at UBC. I was on the bus getting here, and the majority of people looked like they were heading to Wreck Beach. No one really was heading towards UBC offices or anything, but it's a beautiful day. It's really hot today. It's the beginning of summer. So it's a great day to enjoy with your friends and family. And it sort of really marks the start of summer here in Vancouver. And from now on in, it's just going to be hot and fabulous. Looking forward to it myself. So I'll be back in a second with some more music. But let's hear a little bit more about the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Hold on one sec.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theatre in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
pensare, amore coro, pensando a ti eso, donzi momento, noi stessi in tristura, prenda oro, nei dispiacere, o pensamento, t'assicuro che a ti è solo bramo, cattamo forte t'amo, t'amo e t'amo, si m'essere possibile. Forma se furavo da che tu su sole esiste dove formavo un mondo bellissimo protene proposto. Pro poter dispensare.
That is the wonderful duo of Bebo and Massimo Ferra, who are brothers from Sardinia, starting on a Sardinian set there. I'm going to follow up in a moment with another track by another Sardinian who was actually played here in Vancouver on Mission Folk Music Festival a number of years ago. Actually, I think it was about 5 years ago. I think it was 2009. I was looking at some photos recently and I saw some pics of Orlando and Eliseo Magia, the two musicians who were accompanying the Tenoris group, Tenoris the Neonelli, and they were busy teaching one of the groups from the festival how to play their Sardinian traditional instruments. It was quite an interesting experience. Andrea Parodi, who was one of the greatest voices in Italian pop rock music, he was in a band called Tazenda, who were a really huge Sardinian rock group, if you can imagine that, and he unfortunately passed away of cancer a few years ago, not before leaving a few wonderful albums, and an album of his from his solo stuff called Intimi Racconti was one of those albums, and the track I played was a classic called No Poto Reposar. Non posso riposare, I can't rest. And it's a classic in the Sardinian tradition, sung there beautifully by him. He had this incredible voice, sort of hard to tell if it's a male or a female voice. So high, so beautiful. So next up, third along in the Sardinian trilogy, Orlando Magia playing none other than the jaw harp. In Sardinian, it's called the trunfa. It's usually handmade by the musicians who play it. And this is a traditional dance, and it's called ballo a trunfa, Orlando Magia.
Lui l'esistenza frusta, spira parola giusta, sotto una coltra di cento stelle, di cento stelle. La notte invariata ci fu in luna piena di l'assalto era esperato e scoppiò come una cantata, e scoppiò come una cantata.
Liberata è il nome del brano che viene dal disco di Paolo Fresu, quello che suona la tromba che avete sentito in quel pezzo, insieme al bandoneonista Daniele Di Bonaventura, che viene da Fermo, nelle Marche, Paolo Fresu, ovviamente è sardo, e poi il gruppo Corso a Filetta. Insieme hanno fatto un disco meraviglioso, Mistico Mediterraneo, che è sulla ECM, di 3 anni fa, credo. Un bellissimo disco con le voci, di queste voci incredibili di questo gruppo che viene dalla Corsica, e poi con gli arrangiamenti di Paolo Fresu e di Daniele Di Bonaventura. Un po' di musica varia poi lì, Nico Berardi, che è un bravissimo polistrumentista. Suona una serie di strumenti, tra cui la zampogna, ma un sacco di strumenti, proprio impossibile elencarli tutti. Lui ha fatto un disco, Il Soffio dell'Otre, che è anche il nome, diciamo, del progetto suo, ed è uscito questo bellissimo disco. Con un sacco di brani tradizionali e sperimentali, tali, diciamo, che vede Nico esplora queste possibilità sia antiche che nuove, della zampogna e anche di altri strumenti che lui suona. Abbiamo sentito Octubre, il nome del brano. Poi Orlando Mascia, dal suo disco Ass Antica, Ballù a Trunfa. Quanto è bello sentire qualcuno che sa suonare questo strumento. Sembra una cosa semplice, una cosa banale, ma invece non lo è. Anzi, un sacco di strumenti sardi che sono utilizzati nella tradizione, nella musica tradizionale sarda, sono proprio difficilissimi da suonare. Tipo le launeddas, che veramente è uno strumento difficilissimo da imparare a suonare. E Orlando Mascia è uno degli insegnanti e esponenti più importanti adesso nella Sardegna per le launeddas, insieme al bravissimo e giovane figlio Eliseo. Sono venuti a far parte del Mission Folk Music Festival qualche anno fa, hanno accompagnato musicalmente il gruppo di cantanti tenores che si chiamano Tenores de Neoneli, e ho avuto il piacere di conoscerli e anche di accompagnarli sul palco. Ho dimenticato invece di dirvi che prima di sentire quel brano di Andrea Parodi, No Poto Reposar, c'era un brano strumentale che si chiamava Valzer di Mezzanotte, e che arriva dall'Australia, anche se sembra molto strano. Come probabilmente sapete, io sono australiana, e comunque c'è questo legame tra l'Australia e l'Italia, e c'è una persona in particolare, una musicista, una cantante, che ha indagato molto su questa storia, anche per il fatto che lei stessa è mezza italiana, suo padre viene dalla campagna, da Ischia, credo. Lei si chiama Kavisha Mazzella e canta, suona la chitarra e la fisarmonica in questo disco, I Viaggiatori, The Voyages, ed è stato praticamente fatto questo disco di musiche per un film che si chiamava Dall'Italia all'Australia, ed era un film che parlava di questi viaggi che italiani facevano partendo dall'Italia arrivando in Australia. Era un viaggio di 8.000 miglia, una roba allucinante. Comunque questo film spiega il viaggio di una nave in particolare che si chiamava la Regina d'Italia. Era una di 3 navi costruiti da Lloyd Sabaudo all'inizio dello secolo scorso. E quindi lei, insieme a questi altri musicisti, ha composto questa, una specie di colonna sonora, insieme a Irene Vela, che suona buzzucchi, chitarra, mandolino, David De Santi, che suona fisarmonica anche, e Mark Holdkeeping, sassofono e clarinetto. Ok, allora abbiamo quasi tempo per magari uno o due altri brani, però prima devo farvi sentire qualche cosa. Allora, torniamo fra un po'. Siete qui con me su Give the Boot, sono Linda Bull, è un'ora di musica italiana qui su CITR 101.9 FM. Ecco, A presto.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
mano te lasso.